Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the Chiropractic College. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein with my partner in life, health, and love, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
Hi.
Welcome to another edition of our Life by Life West. These are phenomenal shows that we bring you the best of the best. Anyone who's just graduated up to about 15 years or so in practice. Today, we have a very special guest, someone who knows our kids. Dr. Courtney, you've known our kids for quite a while, but someone that I got to meet, I don't know, maybe like 6 months ago, 4 months, 5 months ago, been looking forward to meeting this wonderful, fabulous doctor, Dr. Courtney Gowan. So Courtney, Dr. Courtney, welcome to the Life by Life West.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so fun. I've been looking forward to this interview for months now that you guys asked. So thank you for having me. I'm excited to dive in with you guys and get real.
Awesome. We made it. So let's do this. Let me just give our viewers a little bit of a history about Dr. Courtney, just really briefly. Parker graduate 2013, within 2 to 3 months, opened her own practice, solo practice on $6,000. So don't think, oh, well, 2013, the economy wasn't. No, 2013, $6,000. She's in Addison, Texas, just outside of Dallas, I believe. Is that correct? And a booming practice. I mean, what is it? 90% prenatal and pediatrics. Just amazing things. Three daughters, three, five, and seven. Just doing amazing things and juggling all of that, has two associates. And what are we talking about? 9 years?
Yeah.
Nine years. So we're going to get into how do you do that? Like, you know, what happens around that? So our viewers will get to know that. So they're not thinking we're just throwing numbers out there, you know, because this is all true. So I'm thrilled. And I know that Dr. Mary's thrilled just to get some time with you. So here we go. We'll jump in. Mary, you or me? First question.
I'm chomping at the bit.
All right, go.
Well, my first one is a really simple question. Actually, that $6,000, was that student loan money?
It was student loan money. It was.
There you have it.
Interest on it.
Okay, so let's just start right there, because that's a huge question that we get asked, is how do you start a practice, especially on a budget? So maybe share with the viewers.
I don't know about you guys, but do you ever look back at your life? I know you guys started a practice and practiced together for a while, but I look back at that time and I was like, man, I don't know if I could do that again, because I had no, like, failure was not an option in my brain. I walked into Parker my freshman year. I had a 13-page business plan whenever I walked into Parker, and I had subluxation spelled wrong. I ended up winning this business plan competition in undergrad, took that money, backpacked Europe, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to be a businesswoman and a chiropractor. So I always had that desire to own and run a business. I had no idea what I was doing. And so I just knew I saved a little bit of money every trimester. And then I thought I was actually going to go to Los Gatos in San Francisco near you guys, and God,
San Jose area.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I actually had a lease signed there. I was going to open my practice there. And then I met my ex-husband in Dallas, and within 6 months we were married. And so God was like, hey girl, you're actually staying in Dallas, which was a huge blessing, because I developed a really great relationship with Parker, was on their board, did a lot of stuff for the students, still do. And I literally bought a table at Parker Seminars. I like negotiated, because it was a floor table. It was like $2,000. Got the software. We dumpster dove for furniture. And I was like, a month in, I made enough money to buy a rug. And so I had no idea what I was doing business-wise. I didn't really have any mentors in my life. I just kind of hit the ground running. And I knew that this is why I was on this earth, was to serve chiropractic. And it was for pregnant women and kids. And I was like, this is why God put me here. I'll figure it out along the way. So that $6,000 got us running, but it was a lot.
Well, first of all, you know, you said it, you burned the boats. So there's an old saying, you know, when you take the boats over and you go to shore, you know, you know that story that the general said, burn the boats. They went, what? There's no turning back. Like, we're moving forward. But I think a big question I want to bring up or ask you is that, you know, one of the things that students say, and being a business person and Mary being, you know, we ran a very successful practice for many, many, many years, 30 some years, you know, and students would always say, even associates that came in or interns that came in, we didn't learn enough business. We didn't learn enough business. Mm-hmm. And I get it, but you can only teach a certain amount in 4,400 hours that you have to do all these sciences and everything else. It gets very difficult. And knowing now in the seat that I'm in, but we always say that you're going to learn it when you get out. You know, and you did. So what would you say to someone who said, well, my gosh, you did this, but I haven't learned any business. What would you say to that student or new doctor that's out there?
I think almost you can have mentors, you can read books, you can do all those things. It's almost like adjusting a newborn. Whenever you're adjusting a newborn, you can read about it. You can watch it. You can learn about it. You can watch the videos. You can go to the seminars. But until your hands are on that newborn and you're feeling how the dynamics of the body work and move and shift and how the jaw moves during breastfeeding, like there's some things you can't be taught. You have to experience. Yeah. So business is one of those things you can mentally learn. But for me, my business it's very innate based. And so everything that I do comes from within. And that's why I have a lot of balance. I have a lot of happiness. I have a lot of joy in my business, in my life. There's a lot of balance there. There's definitely the path you can go on of like learning the business, doing the things by the book. But is that joy? Is that freedom? Are you building your life around your business, or is your business, are you a slave to your business? Right. And so that's kind of where I found and learned a lot through business, was through the experience, through the clientele, through the culture that we created here at the office and how the dynamics of that works. So it's been a lot. And then I finally have mentors. I finally have people into they're pouring into me and opening up so much, like a wealth of knowledge. I was like, okay, very good. So to students, definitely get a mentor early in life and your business life. Avoid the mistakes.
They don't need to have, I think the misnomer, and I'm exaggerating here, that they need an MBA, you know, to be able to go out and start a chiropractic business. Right. The truth is, you know, you need to have a checkbook, you need to pay your rent.
High-end number. Yeah.
You need to third level, bring some money in, then you can spend money, know where your money is, right? And then you know, and then get an accountant or do whatever. But it's like, doesn't all have to be set up right away?
Exactly. That's very true. And just take the risk. I think that's the biggest thing that we're not taught or is not as inherent as many students I see coming, is just take the dive and take the risk and don't die with a dream inside you. That's my biggest thing. It's like, just take a risk. What's the worst that can happen? Does it work? You become an associate? Cool.
Yeah.
You know, in school, I remember learning about business, but my friends and I, like, it seemed so far off that we weren't really paying attention.
Right.
It was like, we'll figure this out. And we didn't even have Google then. You know, so like, we really had to, like, we knew we were going to have to go find these answers.
Yellow pages.
But it's interesting because I'm listening to you talk, and it's like our youngest daughter's just opened a new practice in the last month. And she called me a few times, like, Mom, how do you do this? Or Mom, what's the difference, you know, between an S Corp and an LCC, an LLC, and all this stuff? Pastor Thomas, she's like, Google it. I mean, what a terrible mother I am. But I was like,
just go find it out.
It. Like, she found out a lot of that stuff about fictitious business names. And I'm like, well, here's what I know. But she's figuring it out by asking people and Googling it.
Exactly.
And just finding out the information. So yes, I would say that too. So when students from any college say, I don't feel like I'm getting enough business, I'm like, dude, you can read right now about business.
You can learn. Yeah. And the secret sauce, being able to create a life that you get paid for what you love to do. And then you have freedom in your life. You know, I think that's the secret sauce of business. When you simplify it, it's just, are you doing what you love? Are you making good living doing it? And are you making the world a better place?
And that's the service aspect, right, Dr. Courtney? That's that piece that you really, you know, we've always said that we can take a servant with a servant's heart and teach them business. But it's really difficult to take a business person who doesn't have a servant's heart and teach them service. And that to me is the biggest thing that people can develop when they're in school, is to get that service heart. We all have it. It's just develop it, right? Where was yours developed from? Because obviously, you know, you've been talking about just 3 seconds ago about, you know, loving people and making sure that you're serving them. Where did you develop your service heart in chiropractic?
In chiropractic, I would say like the fiber of my being is my faith. Like, I think at a very young age, like Jesus kind of saved me and just opened up a lot of doors. So my faith is a big part of that service. I try to model my life on that. Within chiropractic, I shadowed a lot during school. So I got to see PI offices, I got to see prenatal offices, wellness offices, sports offices, all these things. And it's funny, coming into school, I was a college athlete. I thought I was going to be a sports chiropractor. And then I went and shadowed a prenatal practice and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, people are in here, they're hugging, they're laughing, there's kids running around. It is a blast. Like, and then they're just like helping pregnant women like through their birth, and they're going to birth and they're doing all these things. And I was just like, mind blown. I didn't think that that was possible. And so while I was in school, the magic of the prenatal practice captivated me, and learning from Jeannie Ohm and studying under her and all of the things that our amazing profession has to offer in the prenatal space, I fell in love with it, and I could like, and I never looked back.
I love it.
I have a question. So this comes up a lot when we talk to chiropractors who have a prenatal pediatric practice. Mm-hmm. What do you do with families who come in? Like, you told me before when we were chatting a little bit that you'd seen just a few men during the week. So what do you say to families? What do you say to all the dads who come in? Where do you send them?
I actually have a story. It's pretty funny. We see there are families that do come in. It's usually the guy after a year's worth, the woman's been under care. My wife told me to come in, so I'm here. And one of my associates, Tori, she was like, yeah, I don't know how his first visit went. He left, and then his wife came back in the next day, and she was like, yeah, he just came in. He said there was a lot of birth paraphernalia laying around. And we were like, oh my God. We have like the flowery, like Park Avenue uterus on there, and just
we're in an
old Victorian house. So we have like, there's nothing like bad, but you feel comfortable breastfeeding here. You feel comfortable with your kids running around and falling apart. Like, so it's an interesting aspect. Usually the guys that do come in, and we tailor our pricing to family plans and things like that. We want to see the whole family. So that is something that maybe if I get married again, he'll be a chiropractor and he'll come serve that male population. But in this space, it really is. It's 90% prenatal and pediatric. And that's how we positioned our business to be like the go-to for dentists and pediatricians and OBGYNs. So there is a niche to be filled here. So I think I'm just waiting on a good time for that.
Right. So you mentioned that, you just said it, so I'll bring it up. You said, if I get married again, which I'm sure you will. But so what we didn't say in the introduction was that you're single.
Yes.
Might be in a relationship, but you're single and you have 3 kids
under the age of 7.
Under the age of 7, 3, 5, and 7. You got a busy practice. You got 2 associates. You have staff, CAs, you know, whatever that, you know, team members that, you know, that work with you. How do you keep the rhythm, the balance? Like, you know, how does that share with our viewers? Because some people think like, oh my God, I can't do this. And once again, you know, one person's ceiling is another person's floor, right? So there's always these differences, not rights or wrongs, but share, how do you keep that?
It's been a lot over the past year. I've been single, working on myself, like diving into this new life that I'm creating. And it's been amazing. Like, I bought my dream house. I bought my dream car. Like, I really feel a good, happy place in life. And going through the divorce, I had a choice. It was to choose bitterness or to choose healing and joy. Mm-hmm. I chose healing and joy, and I chose to forgive, and I chose to walk down the path of being able to have an amazing co-parenting relationship. And so we have 50-50 custody. I have a week that I'm a single mother, like hitting it hard. My kids are outside right now with the babysitter, probably about to storm in here. And then I have a week where I work on my business. And then I also take time. Like I go to Mexico and I will unplug for a weekend and I'll just sit, refocus, replenish, refresh, and come back. And that's where all my greatest ideas kind of come from, is that blank slate that I'm able to reset. So it's establishing the rhythm that works for you. If you are in that co-parenting relationship, the best advice I could say is choose joy, even when it's hard. Choose to get along, choose for the betterment of your kids and generational healing. And then scheduling, time blocking. I have 3 businesses and a nonprofit foundation that I run. And so I have to time block the things that I really want to work on that gives me life, gives me joy. And I go full 100% into those. And I always ask myself, am I producing or am I consuming? Am I on social media? Am I scrolling? Am I wasting my time? Or am I producing something that's promoting the profession and helping my life and my business go forward? Yeah. So I always have to check in with myself in that.
Yeah.
So I have a question, and I feel like this would be a good answer that you're going to give about for the viewers. How long did it take you? Like, it sounds like, you know, you chose joy and you found a rhythm. How long did that take? Or are we talking like a couple of months? Or are we talking like a couple of years?
So it's a daily process. So there's still like healing always going on. There's always a scar, but the wound heals. But at the same time, I would say the first 3 to 6 months, I got my hands on as many healing practices as I could. So I changed the way I ate. I lost 30 pounds. I changed my workouts, my diet. I got massage, acupuncture, chiropractic 3 times a week. I went and saw like shamanic healers and prayer rooms. And I like literally counseling. I did absolutely everything that whenever I knew that I was so broken physically, mentally, and emotionally. Like I was in a wheelchair, I was homeless, I was unwell. And I knew that I did not want my girls to see me in that state. And so I just decided, and I made a decision one day. I'm like, this is not my life. This is not who I'm going to be. I'm going to pick myself up and make a decision to move forward. And this is exactly how I'm going to do it. And so I just paved ways. I met people. I have a lot of amazing healers in my building. So I just go upstairs and be like, okay, well, hey, help me. I'm broken.
Wow. So when you talk about that, you know, there's one thing about being intentional, and yeah, it sounds like you were intentional about what you did on the healing side, right?
Yeah.
But you also, when you said you're in a wheelchair, was that metaphorically or you were really in a wheelchair?
I blew out L4, L5 discs that were correlated to the relationship aspect of the body and human. So I was for about 4 weeks, I couldn't walk. So it was just everything.
All going through the divorce during that time period. So what was happening with your practice? Because I'm sure people are wondering, I get it. And you really came came out on a very great side.
So, and it's absolutely amazing. I think we touched on this a little bit, is your practice truly heals you. Like your people, they come to you. And we were talking about, I was like, man, I came to practice some days and I was broken and I was sobbing and my assistant had to pick me up off the floor and be like, hey, you have to make money now. Please go pay your mortgage. And like, she would walk me in and I would be like tears down my face. And people would just like, I can't tell you how many people just prayed over me in my adjusting room. You know, like that community of people, that's what we preach. And that's what we say as we do life with you. We go to birth. Like we go to your birth. Like we go to your funerals. Like we truly do life with people. And when it came time for me to go through life, my whole community was there. Like people were sending food, they were sending letters, praying. Wow. Like it was absolutely amazing. So like this practice is so special to me because it was such an instrumental part of my healing. Like it's really, our people heal us. When we give, we also receive like tenfold. Yeah. So I think that was a big part of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So is the rhythm now, the rhythm's always going to change. We know that, right? Yeah. The river flows, but it doesn't always flow in the same direction. Same direction, but takes turns and things like that. You know, tell us about the rhythm right now.
It's amazing. I cannot tell you, whenever you change your internal state, things start shifting and happening and opening up. And so I have literally the best life right now. I will go and I will be like a mother with my girls. We'll have a blast. We'll have like, I had a mentor speak into my life. He said, it's not the quantity amount, like the amount of time, it's the quality time. Mm-hmm. So that quality time of a week with my girls is amazing. And then the week that I'm not with them, I'm usually traveling. Like I'm about to go my next week, tomorrow, I go to Miami for 2 days, New York City for 5 days, and Nashville for 3 days. And so like, I have such a rhythm of like excitement and joy and exploration because of that shift that happened within me. And once I made that shift, opportunities just flooded open with like the media space, with connections, with people reaching out. It was the craziest thing I've ever experienced, but it truly is your internal state and your radio waves of your mind control your destiny and kind of what you allow into your life and what you attract. Yeah. And I saw that firsthand.
Yeah. I want to share this with both of you guys. Last week we had our welcome lunch for our first quarter students. Last week was week one. And this wonderful gal came up to me and she's a first quarter student. And she just said that, she thanked me because she came to a discovery weekend and she heard this and her chiropractor, she came from San Diego. She's not from San Diego, but I'll tell you the story. Her husband of 1 year got killed in a car accident. Mm-hmm. And her life just got turned upside down. I mean, that's a heavy thing, right?
Yeah.
And she ended up moving to San Diego just for part of the healing, ended up working serendipitously in a chiropractic office, never thought about chiropractic, right? And then it just opened up for her. And then she came up here and then she's here. And I was just talking to her about the healing, right? And, you know, and we were talking about resources that we have on campus and things like that. And she was just so open and her heart was so just in such a pure place. I saw her today. I had to walk into our learning commons to go talk to our diversity and inclusion coordinator. And she was there. So I just walked up and said, hey, how you doing? How's your first? We're ending our second week right now. How are things going? She said, great. She said, thank you so much. I went and saw where I directed her to go see. And then she's going to get, because she wants to keep, she wants to heal and continue to heal. And that's the conversation we had today was about, you know, as you, we're always healing, right? But, you know, you'll never say that I'm so thankful for the passing of my husband. That should never be, but you'll be able to say the blessings that you learn from that you're able to take forth in your service, take forth in your life, take forth to the kids that you want to have, to all the things that you want to do afterwards. And I love when you said you can either find bliss and joy, you didn't use bliss, you know, or it could be sadness and sorrow, whatever it is, right? I mean, it really is a choice, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Yeah. And I look back in my life and I've seen that every terrible thing that has happened to me has been the greatest gift. Yeah. You know, it was like a college injury led me to chiropractic. Postpartum depression led me to open the nest. Like the divorce led me to all the things I'm doing now. Like it literally has, looking back, it had to take, like, God knows I'm stubborn. So it's like, it had to take like being broken down to be able to be like, okay, I'll make a change.
Hey, some people, it's bad car accidents or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Nothing ever happens to us. They happen for us, right?
100%. Yeah.
You know, and you're probably so thankful to your husband, right? Now, your ex-husband, the father of your children.
Yes. Like, I sent your sperm donor high five. Thank you. And like, he's been great. And I get along, and I don't know if like, if this speaks to anybody like in those relationships, but he's with a girlfriend now and she lives with him and she's a big influence on my daughter's lives. And we go to yoga and we travel together and we text every week. And like, truly, like, to be able to have that relationship for my kids, to be able to be like congruency and love and like genuine love, cause kids can always tell, has been very healing as well. So you have to choose.
I was going to say, and it speaks to who you are too. I don't know you very well, but it's like, what I see is that you have to have that strength inside of you and you have to have that willingness to, you know, to have the life that you have now. Cause a lot of people don't choose joy.
No.
They choose hurt and bitterness and all that stuff. And you see it, you know? So it's like,
within us, like, I can't tell you how many people always see on the tables that just like, they hold on to so much emotion and that brittles your bones. Like makes you sick. And it causes disease.
But your story gives people, hopefully, tell your story, it gives them permission, of those people, permission to let go and say, it's okay to forgive my ex.
Yeah, it's okay to move forward.
Yeah.
And it's a choice too of being a victim or not, right? And it really does come down to victimhood, right? I can either be a victim and then I get stuck in that place of, why did this happen? Poor me and everyone else is wrong and yada yada. And you know, we know that just spins downward, right? The resonation of that is not positive. You know, we know that it more takes us into a negative state as compared to just choosing joy and saying, what do I need to do and how do I become the best I can be? And you said it earlier when you first started, you got to put the work in. And it's the same thing, putting the work into your practice. You got to put the work in. But if the work becomes joyful, if it becomes fun, doesn't mean it's not going to be hard. But if it becomes fun and, you know, and doing that, you're the fruits of the labor are going to be so much greater than being negative and, you know, cursing the fruit, which isn't going to grow as well, you know, that kind of thing. Exactly. Well, we're winding down and Mary, you have anything else that you want to, you know, anything? I've got a ton, and Courtney, we'll have to bring you back on the show, but
I know.
I'm going to let you, Mary, if you want to ask any last questions you might have.
Yes. What's next for you?
I mean, hopefully my biggest heart is making a shift and an impact on the prenatal portion of our profession, mm-hmm. being able to move the needle just a bit. So I think a lot of that comes down to what we're doing with the Nest, what we're doing with the media, the retreats of just like allowing chiropractors to come rest and reset and being able to allow them to heal. So sharing the healing, moving the needle of the prenatal practice, and then getting us all in like one conversation plane. So we're all communicating and then bridging the gap of we work with a ton of pediatricians and OBGYNs and they see the value of what we do and the principle of what we do. So being able to shift into the maternal health world, I think is a big part of what's next for me.
And I love that you told me before, I love you're doing a lot of radio, a lot of TV.
Yeah, it's fun.
So you've really spread out like beyond even your community now to spread your message, which is, I mean, like, thank you for doing that.
Like Orlando, New York, California, Nebraska, and Oregon last week on radio shows. So it's amazing how we can just share the message of what we do and give an insider's perspective on the chiropractic philosophy and how we bring that into the maternal health world.
Love it.
Yeah. We need to get you back just talking about how you made that happen.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's like
a whole nother conversation.
It is.
It's lovely. Well, listen, we have two questions we want to ask you. 30 seconds, you know, answers, just something, whatever happens innately within you, right? It doesn't have to be planned out and it'll come very quick to you, I know, just from our conversation. should I ask the first, Mary, you want to ask the first?
I'll ask the first one. Okay. Knowing what you know now, if you could go back and speak to yourself right before entering first try, what advice would you give to yourself?
Keep going. Don't quit when it gets hard. Keep going. I always had that voice. I quit my practice like 5 times. I'm like, I'm suck. I'm not getting enough patients. I can't do this. Like innately I had that. And like within 5 seconds of feeling that somebody would call and schedule a visit, I was like, okay, I get it. But at the same time, like you will go through hard things. You will go through life. You will go through a lot on this journey. But the biggest thing I would tell myself is to keep going because it's a beautiful life that you're creating.
Great answer.
And that was to the student, Courtney. Now yes. I'll ask you a question. If right now, knowing what you know, being Dr. Courtney, you know, 13 years and, you know, in practice, all that stuff, right? You know, it's 3 kids, you know, what would you say to yourself just starting practice?
That your daughters are going to be proud of you.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. I have one other question I want to ask. That's been on my mind. Got it? Just one real quick.
Okay.
What's your dream car?
What's what?
Your dream car. You said, I just bought my dream car. What's your dream car?
I bought a Tesla Model X.
There you go.
Nice.
Oh, I love it. With the wings going to go up and the kids can jump in.
It's a little extra in the car line, but I'm like, hey, you know what? I am extra.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Oh, that's so great. Well, thank you.
I love it.
Dr. Courtney.
Yeah, thank you guys. True honor.
Being with Dr. Mary and I, you are truly a blessing and, you know, not just a blessing, you know, to our show, but a blessing, not just to our profession, but a blessing to humanity. Because what you're doing, everybody you touch with the love that you have just keeps emanating. It's like dropping that pebble in the water, you know, it just keeps going. And so thank you so much for being who you are. And please, whoever raised you, please tell them that we both said, amazing job. And I know it's your work you did, but you know, there's always people that we got to thank. And to our viewers, I want to just thank you. Thanks for joining in on us. Man, I'm going to go back and listen to this because there's just a lot that was said today. Yeah, I know. Isn't it, Mary? It was just so much. Thank you. Thanks for joining in. You know, we drop these Life by Life Wests every other week. The opposite weeks, we do the Life West Leadership Line. So thank you for spreading the message. I guarantee you there are people in your sphere right now, whether they're chiropractors or not chiropractors, who need to hear the message that came out today from Dr. Courtney. So please share this. You know, share this with others. And you know, we've got a ton of views. You know, I mean, so much happening with this, but not for that. Share it because people need to hear it and they will love to hear it. Also, we're now on a podcast, so you'll be able to, there's a URL below. You can go hear the podcasts that we have, and you can listen to these while you're driving or wherever else, when you're running, walking, whatever you're doing. But we certainly appreciate all that you're doing for the world, all that you're doing for the people that you serve, and mostly for the people that you love within your own family unit. Because as Dr. Courtney said, you know, if her three daughters are proud of her, that's enough for her, you know, and more than enough for her. So thank you. We'll be at you again in two more weeks. And until then, between Dr. Courtney, and thanks, Dr. Courtney, and Dr. Mary, we'll bid you adieu, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.